Welcome to a SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry. When we're recording this podcast near the end of 2008, Ventana Research is midway through a research study focusing on data governance. When it's complete, this study will uncover key trends, current best practices, and a clearer picture of what works in data governance today. So to learn more about this, I caught up with Dave Stotter, who is leading the research program for Ventana. I wanted to find out more about what Dave has seen as he digs deep into the state of data governance today. Now, you can also help by participating in the study and providing your feedback about data governance at your organization. Is it funded? Ignored? Let Ventana know. Look for the survey link on the download page for this podcast. And when the research study is complete, just come right back here to searchdatamanagement.com to learn more about the trends, key findings, and new best practices. Now, on to the interview. Now, we've all been hearing a lot of talk about data governance, especially in the context of master data management, business intelligence, and SOA. So from what you're seeing and hearing out there in the real world, are many companies actually funding and implementing data governance programs? And can you share any early research statistics or any anecdotal evidence that you've heard that would sort of help us all benchmark adoption rates of data governance?
Well, sure. I think we are seeing organizations devote energy and resources to data governance. We're going to find out a lot more in our research project that we currently have underway, and are glad to hear and happy to invite the Search Data Management community to participate in the research. We did do some research a couple of years ago about data governance in the context of an information management benchmark study that we did, and we found that 64% of organizations actually do have data governance projects underway. So that's actually fairly high, and that was 2 years ago. So I think we're going to find that it should be at that level or higher. We did find that about one-fifth of organizations said that they could not get to a single version or view of the truth, which is a big concern a lot of organizations, to try to understand all their data about customers or products or other objects that are interesting to them. Data governance policies and the lack thereof was a reason why they couldn't get to that single version of the truth. So I think there are numerous reasons why organizations are going to pursue data governance and are doing it right now, and I think we will see it rise as time goes by.
Now, what kinds of data governance programs are actually getting funded and implemented? I'm wondering if there are any common themes that you've discovered or key drivers that consistently get companies to dedicate resources to data governance.
Well, I think the number one thing that makes data governance a priority in organizations is regulatory compliance. That seems to come up first, and in our research, we're seeing that that is always way up there, either number one or number two or number three among the major business drivers. So organizations need to comply with things like HIPAA or other data privacy policies that are industry standards or in their own organizations. They need to comply with things like Sarbanes-Oxley or Basel II, regulations that demand a greater degree of oversight about who's using information and where the information is going, both internally and externally. So a lot of it has to do with that, how the information is being used in organizations and the regulatory compliance issues that are hanging over that. The other big issue is data quality. And so beyond regulatory compliance, that's really the number one driver, is that organizations sense that their difficulty in having high data quality is a business issue, that it's making it difficult for business processes to be executed effectively. It's becoming a problem in customer service relationships, and it impacts the productivity of employees in the organization when they spend too much time just trying to see who has the correct data. So that is also a very strong consideration in developing data governance.
All right, so regulatory compliance, data quality. Have you heard any reports of specific successes or new best practices coming out of these data governance programs, perhaps regardless of the specific drivers that got them started?
Well, we have, actually. In really just about all areas, where database marketing is one, where customer data is very important, and so there's a lot of policy around data privacy and what people can do with the data and keeping it secure and some areas of the business being able to use some parts of the enterprise data resources and others not so much. So data marketing is one of the things. Financial reporting, particularly when it's in an organization that is distributed often globally, where they have lots of different languages and different kinds of standards for for developing their financial performance management understanding. And so integrating the different reporting structures is a very difficult problem in organizations, and data governance is playing a role in that. And then, as I mentioned, I think overall where we see organizations looking at data governance is where they have to develop that single version of the truth, you know, again, about customers who say data marketing or financial numbers for in finance or products for product development and manufacturing and inventory and things like that. Another area that we've seen some successes and really through the urgency of it is in mergers and acquisitions, where organizations need to develop a policy side to their integration of data architecture so they can get things going more quickly, that rather than doing it piece by piece to integrate mergers, merged or acquired organizations into their information management systems. So they're looking at developing an external policy framework that will help drive the management, administration, development of interfaces and things like that. One other key that we do see also is that data governance, when it's not just an IT-only effort, I think that's a success factor in organizations if the business side is heavily involved really from the beginning.
All right. Are there any other sort of best practices that you're hearing about or maybe things that surprised you that, that seem to be working well for companies?
One is that when they recognize that even though they have data warehousing and BI, because I get that sometimes with organizations that, well, we've done an awful lot to structure our information use around data warehousing and business intelligence. Is that good enough? But I think what we see there is when organizations begin to see the limits of what they have so far and that they need to develop something that's beyond their just administration of data warehousing and develop a larger understanding of their information management needs.
Thinking bigger,
yeah. Data governance is definitely about thinking big, thinking holistically about information in the organization, how it can be viewed, you know, it's kind of a cliche now, but as an asset. And if it is viewed as an asset, what can be done to protect the asset, increase the quality and value of that asset? Those kind of thoughts are really part of what's making data governance important.
To go on the flip side of this, have you heard about any failures or common challenges or maybe even worst practices, as we call them, from data governance programs? Any cautions for people who might just be getting started with this, things they should watch out for or not do?
With something like data governance, there's always going to be stumbles along the way because it's new. In some cases, you're asking people in the organization to do things differently than they've done before. And that's one area where I think IT has to be careful because if IT goes and tells people to do things differently than they've done before, we often know what the result of that is. People don't change their behavior. So I think from the very beginning, it's important for organizations to get business involvement. And an easy way to do that, and I think in our research, we're going to find out much more about where the pain points are in organizations. But as I was going to say, I think that organizations need to discover where the pain is. What, is it data quality? Is it inaccurate reporting? Is it processes in manufacturing or in supply chain or supply networks, B2B networks that are not getting information delivered to all the outputs that are necessary and they don't seem to have a solution for it in their process infrastructure? Those kinds of things point to where the information is and the management information is really not effective. And so I think a key issue is to look for where the pain is in the organization and see how data governance in terms of developing policies and rules and more structure can be helpful to the organization. So like a lot of things, I think right now that if organizations just sort of build it and hope they'll come or that kind of thing, it's just probably going to die on the vine. It needs to be connected very closely with business concerns.
And to further help listeners make their cases, where should organizations be with data governance today? I know that's a tough question to answer, but in these uncertain economic times, is data governance important enough for resource-constrained companies to prioritize right now? Should they be spending their time on this in the face of everything else going on?
We certainly believe they should because it's a very important facet of information management. And right now, I think organizations are struggling to rein in costs of information management. They've got, you know, data warehouses and databases and so forth, and the costs are rising. So One very important approach to controlling cost of information management is just simply understanding better, getting a better understanding of how people are using information in the organization, where information is leaking out and causing problems for the organization in a regulatory sense or competitive sense. Maybe competitors are getting a little better look at your customers or your product development than even people inside the organization are getting. So I think there's a lot of justification for data governance around improving the cost issues in information management and also improving business processes and business functions, because data governance can help organizations manage information more effectively, which we see as having a very important role in business processes being run effectively. So where organizations should be today, well, I think in the dream world, they've already done data governance from the very beginning. It was an important consideration right from the start of developing applications and information systems. But, of course, that's never the case. Usually data governance is trying to catch up with things that are already in place and already moving forward, so which is going to make it difficult. So I think incremental is certainly the way to start. So organizations should again, look at where the key pain points are. It could be around data quality. It could often be around customer data and the use of customer data and meeting regulatory issues there. So that's the place to start and should be where organizations are right now.
So you mentioned that Ventana has done some data governance research in the past, and Dave, you've covered this industry for a long time in different capacities. Do you think that you'll find any notable shifts in how companies are approaching data governance now versus 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago? And then, and given your experience, what are you really curious about in this new round of research? Do you have any questions that you're not sure how will be answered or you're really curious to find out the answer to?
Yes. I can't tell you how exciting it is to launch a research program with Ventana Research with us, because it's like being a kid in a candy store. You see all this information that you're going to gain once it's all put together in a few weeks. And I begin to crunch through the numbers and see what really is important to organizations and where they're going, what the trends are, where they're seeing the pain points. So we're going to get some real insight from this, and truly I can't wait to dive into it and begin to deliver some research notes and our report about it later this year. So we have done some research about this in the past. We've never really had a focused program on data governance, so this is one thing that makes this unique. Before, we did some questions around data governance in our information management, so this is the first time we've really devoted an entire research program to the topic of data governance. So I think that in itself is interesting and also kind of a statement of where we're seeing its importance today versus even just 2 or 3 years ago, not to mention 5 years ago. I think some of the things that we're going to see that might be different is that organizations are trying to grapple with their virtualized architectures right now, and probably increasingly so, which means more distributed systems, more integration of information across systems, the business requirements that really demand that information from different sources be integrated to get that single view or composite view. So there's a lot of pressure on organizations to be more effective in managing how information is integrated, and so that raises all sorts of data quality issues, master data management issues, because there's nothing that can slow up and jam up the works of integrating information better than poor data quality and not understanding the data relationships between sources so that you're not getting all the information that you need. So I think we're going to learn that, my guess is we'll learn that there's even increasing pressure on organizations to improve their data governance.
Now you're talking about being a kid in the candy store, and we're going to talk to you again after you have all that data, see what's really exciting you, see what kind of fistful of information you have. But one thing I do want to say, the more responses you get, the better information you're going to have and the better information you can share with us about where data governance stands today. So to close, can you sum up for listeners why they should take some time in their busy schedule to participate in the survey and kind of what's in it for them at the end of this when you get all this data back?
Our role is really education. And so what we're really looking to do is pull all this together and use our insight into the data to develop a good analysis that will help organizations move forward with data governance. That's really our purpose. And so I would encourage folks to do so because I think, you know, of course, our interest is that we'll get much more accurate understanding of where organizations are with data governance, where they would like it to be, what the trends are in terms of where they're going, what's important, the more participation we can get. So that's certainly important. And then as we begin to develop the reports, of course, those who do participate in the research will get a look at the full report and get a much deeper dive into our analysis. So certainly an encouragement for people to participate is that you'll get a much deeper understanding of what we're seeing as important in data governance and get a deeper sense of what should be important to them as they begin to look at how to implement data governance.
All right. Well, that seems like a great incentive for people who are really interested in this topic. So thank you again for speaking with us today. Have anything else you want to add?
Well, I think we're in some very interesting times for information management. And if anything, the economy, I'm sure everyone's realizing, is even making it more interesting and even more important to manage information effectively. So I think we're going to get some great insight from this research report and certainly invite everyone to participate. And thank you.
Great. Thank you again for talking with us today. Dave Stotter with Ventana Research. And thank you to you for continuing to turn to searchdatamanagement.com for information about data governance, data quality, master data management, business intelligence, and a host of other topics. Remember, we have our Ask the Expert section where you can get personal advice from our panel of industry experts and many, many other resources there on searchdatamanagement.com. Thank you again for listening to this exclusive searchdatamanagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smoltry. Have a great day.